Now, you started the site back in early 99, right?
Yeah, we put it, I started it up about, I think it was about 6 days after Shoutcast publicly released the software, and I went, wow, this is what I've been wanting to do for a very long time, make a pirate radio station, and I was looking at it to do it over the airwaves, but it's just it's a lot of involvement. You have to learn a lot of tech about radios, and but I saw this and went, wow, I have a microphone, I have a computer, I have a fast internet connection, I'm on cable, so let's get it on, let's do it, and I set it up that day. It was so easy.
I was contacted shortly thereafter, and because, you know, I generally freak out everywhere I go, shopping lineups, malls, you know, whatever. And so it was kind of like, hey, Sean, you like to shout and yell at people, why don't you record a few of these things, and it'll all be good. And it started off as kind of a gag. And now we've got people downloading rants and things 24 hours a day. It's amazing. And it's the perfect meshing. Sean provides the voice for the radio station, and people listen in because of the rants that we put on and the social commentary we put on. And rant radio is the way to put it out to the people. It's a perfect marriage.
How many people would you say are listening to rant radio at this time?
Oh. We have very... very loyal listeners, and I think that's very important about the radio station. They're not people that just tune in and then tune out. These people listen to it all day at work. They tell their friends. They listen to it at home. They listen to our live show, and they spread the word.
Just to give you a bit of an idea there, we have listeners in Australia internationally. We have listeners in Australia, the Netherlands.
Some guy set up a mirror of our radio station at a university in Australia.
Sure.
So that he could share it with his friends easily, so they wouldn't have to tune in and maybe get a good connection, maybe not. So he's mirrored it locally. We have tons of mirrors all over North America. We did have one in the Netherlands, but that went down. We're looking at putting another one back up.
And just to carry that on there, we have some pretty, like, across the United States, we're fairly spread out. We got guys like... let's see, we got Smokehouse in Illinois, there's Fork and guys like that in California, APOC in New York, Mr. Echo in Alaska, all these fellas.
They contribute a lot with artwork, and they just help out the station in general by promoting it.
Yeah, and they have little groups that they meet over at one guy's house, and it's like their Sunday night evening internet church, you know, and they sit down and they all like listen to this stuff, and like Fork gets Zorostor and all these guys over there. And it's great.
And also we don't just have, it's not just a whole bunch of MP3s rotating over and over again. We do have a live show on Sunday where all of our listeners tune in and we just go off. We have a 1-800 number that people can phone in. They can contact
during the show.
They can contact us through ICQ, and we chat in the IRC, and we have a webcam. We want to get the listeners very involved.
It's extremely interactive, and I'd like to also mention that a major player behind the scenes in Rant Radio besides us is a fellow by the name of Derek Anderson, who goes by Enki Online, and he's done a lot of the code for the cult sites. He's a really brilliant guy, and he's just helped us out a lot. But the great thing is that everybody who's done everything, Derek, all these guys, do it for free. And that's really, I think, the selling point of Rant Radio is that it is all free.
We've never accepted any money. We don't have any advertising.
It cost us more money than anything else.
Yeah, we've lost money at it.
Now, how do you guys keep doing this? I mean, you're putting in as much work as would be put into a major commercial radio network, really. But how do you guys get by?
It's out of the goodness of our listeners' hearts. All these mirrors that are set up all around the world for our radio station and all the promos that are made, they're all from our listeners, and I think that's really important and shows you how much they like the station and how much they're involved. And we put in tons of work every week, and we have regular jobs, too. We're both sysadmins at companies, but we put in a lot of work, too.
So basically, you guys do not sleep.
Pretty much.
Well, I just generally, you know, go home and beat myself with a shovel in order to stay angry all the time. That's what I do for my evening. But to be honest, one of the reasons why, getting back to that whole thing of why Rant Radio is successful and the promotion for that, is going back to the "we weren't raised, we were distracted" thing. People are sick of advertising because, I mean, eventually the whole world's going to look like Tokyo, which is pretty much, you know, like Blade Runner at night.
You've been listening to part two of our conversation with Sean Kennedy and James O'Brien. Stay tuned for more of The Real Web.